Hello, you're watching Talking Europe. These are momentous times for Bulgaria and the Eurozone. The Balkan country has become the 21st member to join the single currency area. And as of January the 31st, the Bulgarian lev is withdrawn from circulation. We're going to show you a special France 24 report in a few moments. But first, we're going to talk to Ekaterina Zakharieva. She is the EU's Commissioner for Startups, Research and Innovation. She served as Deputy Prime Minister of Bulgaria on several occasions as a member of the Conservative GERB Party. Commissioner, welcome to the programme.
Very glad to be here.
So let's start with Bulgaria's joining the Eurozone in terms of innovation and research and, of course, startups. What opportunities do you think are going to open up there?
I think it will open a huge opportunity for the whole private sector. And, of course, startups, by nature, they are really flexible. They have employees from different countries. So definitely it will be a big improvement and simplification for our private sector. And they will, I believe, being, as you said in the beginning, a minister in different governments who really worked hard Bulgaria to join the Eurozone, I really think it's a big moment for Bulgaria, but also for Eurozone and for Europe. Because in this geopolitical instability, European Union became more and more a beacon of stability, of predictability, and you see the euro, it's really getting stronger and stronger currency. So I think it's really positive news for Bulgarian businesses, but also for Bulgarian citizens.
So definitely a geostrategic choice for Bulgaria there. Now let's have a look at our special report from Bulgaria with Elitsa Gareva and Charlotte Prudhomme.
January 2026. A historic month for some 6.4 million Bulgarians. The only period when two currencies coexist, the Bulgarian lev and the euro, before the country fully embraces the euro legal tender. In front of the Bulgarian National Bank, people are queuing, exchanging levas and buying euros. Some have been waiting here since the early morning.
I've told myself I need to be patient, so I don't mind the delay. It will be okay.
There are a lot of people in front of me and it's not moving at all. We travel quite a lot. My husband travels a lot. And to just have one currency will be super helpful for him, of course.
The Balkan state is the 21st country to adopt the single European currency out of all 27 member states and the only one that uses the Cyrillic alphabet.
Колко ви дължат?
Евро 28.
Еврото е тук. Заповядайте.
For Bulgaria's former Deputy Prime Minister Maria Gabriel, the new euro coin is proof that national pride and European values can thrive together.
The Bulgarian symbols that are historic figures that we are all very much proud of will circulate all over Europe. And that's for me the prestige, that's for me a recognition of the Bulgarian history and the Bulgarian participation in the European Union.
Good news for the tourism sector as well, which generated around 8% of Bulgaria's GDP in 2025.
Most of our customers are foreigners. The entry in the Eurozone, I think it's gonna help us a lot. It's gonna make things much easier. Our customers usually want to pay in euro, so now they can do it.
Getting into the Eurozone has been a long journey. Bulgaria had to meet four euro convergence standards, the so-called Maastricht criteria. Exchange rate stability was automatically met since the Bulgarian lev has been tied to the euro since 1999. The country did not struggle with the debt-to-GDP ratio that's currently at about 25% only, but a public deficit of 3% of GDP was harder to reach. Bulgaria's long-term interest rates were well anchored at 3.9%. Keeping inflation under control, however, was the hardest task, according to this economist.
As a consequence of the 2022-2023 developments, the war, oil prices, rising labor costs, Bulgaria had very high inflation, up to 17-18% in some months on annual basis. And this meant that we were actually very far from the criterion. We managed only to meet it in the beginning of 2024.
Bulgaria, however, remains the poorest country in the European Union. In 2024, nearly 22% of Bulgarians were living under the country's poverty line of around 380 euros per month. For many people, especially those from smaller towns and poorer regions, the prices of everyday products is what matters the most. Trindafilka's retirement is 640 leva, or 320 euros.
The leeks look good. Let's go in and check the prices. Hello. Already 2 to 3 months before we joined the Eurozone, some prices went up. With my retirement, it's very hard to get by. But I manage with my husband's pension and because my kids send me money.
Some salespeople took advantage of the economic transition and used it as an excuse to inflate the prices. This isn't the case for Denica, the owner of this shop, who has been facing a lot of practical issues.
At this moment, all the shops, not only me, but many other vendors, are just free change bureaus.
This won't be the case from February onwards, when leva would be exchangeable only in the Bulgarian National Bank, some post offices and banks. Myths about the Eurozone, however, persist, amplified by biased social media channels.
I saw it with my own eyes. Prices went up by 30% in France, Germany, Spain, when they entered the Eurozone. This is what will happen in Bulgaria too. But many people are manipulated because they listen to what the TV tells them. For me, nothing good is ahead of us.
A perception that's far from reality. After those countries entered into the Eurozone, inflation there was between 1 and 3% according to official data. The European Commission pledges that inflation will be stabilized at around 2%, the European average.
Bulgaria is at the heart of the European Union. Last year we joined Schengen and now it's the Eurozone, because the euro is an attractive currency, it's stable currency, it's powerful currency. And with each new member state joining the Eurozone, the power of euro increases.
Most entrepreneurs also welcome the change. This factory employs around 150 people and specializes in protein bars. According to the European Central Bank, small and medium-sized companies could save around 500 million euros in currency exchange costs in total. This is the case for Valentin Strekalovsky, who exports 95% of his production.
So the Eurozone will give us a great opportunity to expand even much more than this, and it will give us opportunity to save some monies in taxes from the banks being in the same currency.
The transition, however, didn't come without political and civic opposition. In 2025, 49% of Bulgarians were against the euro, according to a Eurobarometer poll. Even the country's former president, Rumen Radev, who resigned in January 2026 and who is perceived by some as pro-Russian, said that the Bulgarians should have been asked in a referendum first. This is still a key battle for Bulgaria's far-right party Revival that's climbing in the polls.
Bulgaria had enough signatures to have a referendum and decide whether to enter the Eurozone. This was stopped by the Bulgarian leaders, who are the puppets of Brussels bureaucrats. We will make everything possible for Bulgaria to get out of the Eurozone. Nothing good is ahead of us.
Pro-Russian social media channels have continuously disseminated anti-Eurozone disinformation campaigns throughout 2025. Meanwhile, anti-NATO and populist parties are hoping to exploit these campaigns for their own political gain, especially as elections, the 8th in 5 years, are just around the corner. The governing coalition resigned in mid-December, pushed by massive anti-government protests. Up to 150,000 people across Bulgaria gathered to demonstrate against the proposed 2026 budget and the corruption in the country. Laura Georgieva is a lawyer for a foundation that investigates and exposes corruption.
What we do have here is endemic corruption. The education is in a very bad state. The health system is in a very bad state. So, of course, they're victims of corruption.
In the current caretaker government, the Vice Minister of Economy believes that the Eurozone will help tackle some of these problems.
In the last few months before the joining the Eurozone, we had many people who showed too much cash, and they had to prove the origin of this cash, because now they have to transfer this cash into Europe.
Bulgaria will now take a seat on the European Central Bank's executive board, giving the Balkan country a voice in shaping the Eurozone. Bulgaria's monetary policy will also be under closer oversight from the ECB, strengthening financial regulations and bringing hopes for greater economic transparency.
Commissioner, there's obviously deep political and social polarization in Bulgaria. Do you think that the entry into the Eurozone is actually going to boost populist or far-right parties in Bulgaria?
I don't think the Eurozone will be the boost, but this is what the populist party has in common in Europe. They are anti-European, they use every occasion to play with the people's fear. I think this is really, really a big success for Bulgaria, and I want to use the opportunity to really to express a big satisfaction of the work of the Bulgarian National Bank, the Bulgarian government, the banks who manage this situation. And I think if you see the previous member states who joined the pools, in most of them were polarized because of different fears. And in the process of months this year, in the end of the first year of after joining, then the public opinion really shifted in much more in favor of joining. So I hope this will be not lead to growth of the support of this anti-European politician in Bulgaria.
We'll leave it there. We've run out of time, but thank you so much for being our guest on this program, Commissioner Ekaterina Zakharieva, in charge of research, innovation and startups. And thank you to you for following us here on Talking Europe. Do stay tuned to France 24.